America, the podcast where two non-Americans review the United States of America. My name is Peter Yusula, and with me as always I have a man's man, a woman's muse, my friend, co-host, and Spider-Man. If instead of a radioactive spider, he was bitten by a radioactive homeless man. Sebastian Asghari, how are you? How are you doing, pal?
No, me. That's what the kids are saying. No, you.
That's the comeback the kids have these days.
I'm rubber, you are glue.
Mm.
Or mirror?
Yeah. But I'm rubber, you're glue. It'll bounce off me and stick to you. Is that what it is?
I don't know. Probably.
It's something like that.
I just know the half of it.
Mirror.
I've seen Bart Simpson say, "I'm rubber, you're glue."
Mm.
Or in
Man.
This voice, "I'm rubber, you're."
Yeah. Wait. That sounded like Marge.
"I'm rubber, you're glue."
Yeah, homie. You gotta say homie at the end.
Homie. Homie.
That's good. Hey, that's starting the show off with a grade A Marge impression.
Yeah.
For all the Simpsons fans out there.
But how are you, Peter?
Hey, I'm doing all right, actually. But should I peel the layers back a little bit for our listeners?
Yeah, sure. I don't know what you mean, so please do.
Okay, so please do. No, we're recording remotely again, which
we did
in the beginning of the pandemic. But today we're recording remotely again. So some of you may remember that we have a new studio that we're recording in, which I currently reside there. I'm there right now. But Sebastian has fallen ill as of late.
Yeah.
He's with consumption, or what would you...
well, I started to sneeze and to cough and to shit and to puke.
Yeah.
But I only puked like twice. But
that's
I shit
good.
It like... I didn't shit for like 3 days.
Oh.
And then you know, I went... You have to convert this to pounds.
Yeah.
I'm trying to lose weight. So after not shitting for 3 days, I went on the scale. Mm. And it said 83 kilos.
Yeah.
And after I shat that day, I was 81.4 kilos.
Okay. So that's a big shit.
That's a huge shit.
That's a solid shit. That's like... Yeah.
That's a baby's worth of shit.
Mm, that's a baby's worth. That's a small baby though. A premature baby's worth of shit.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's
so
good.
Should I be proud?
Yeah, in some ways you should.
Yeah.
In some ways, but so you fell ill and you thought this is a good time to lose weight.
I've already started to lose weight, so I was like, oh great, a disease.
Yeah.
I wish I had like what is schizosyken in English?
Mononucleosis.
Yeah, or AIDS or something.
Mono,
to lose a lot of weight.
Mm, you want some Lyme disease?
Yeah, that would be great. Except the shaking.
Mm, shaking's no good. So you don't want Parkinson's then? You're one of these people that don't want Parkinson's, right?
Yeah, you know, rather AIDS than Parkinson.
Yeah, that's what you've always said.
That's my slogan. Yeah,
that's you have a bumper sticker.
Yeah,
but no car, strangely enough.
Honk just if you want AIDS.
But the billion-dollar question, or in your case, the $75 question, is it the Rona or is it just a cold?
Well, I haven't tested because I've stayed at home because I'm concerned about my fellow citizens.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling pretty good right now. The last couple of days, I've cleared up in my throat and in my nose and
my
shit canals. So
so then you could probably just do the Rona antibody test or something?
I don't know. I'll just stay home for a week first and I'll see what happens.
Yeah. That's smart. Hey, this show isn't about any of that noise.
No.
It's about some other noise, which is reviewing America. And I got a hint for you just to let our new listeners know. Sebastian never knows what the topic is.
Right.
But I do, and I've done a little bit of research. So I'm going to give him a hint so he can guess, and I'll let you in on another thing. I wrote in my notes here, I wrote hint, but I didn't write hint. I wrote hong. So the hong for this week... is annoyed grunt pecan. That's the hint.
Annoyed
grunt pecan.
Irritated.
So.
Annoyed grunt pecan.
3, 2, 1.
A. Annoyed. What is
AG? Annoyed grunt pecan.
AGP.
Mm. This week
American,
we're reviewing.
American geographical points.
We're reviewing donuts.
Okay.
So annoyed grunt is what, if you watch The Simpsons, when he says,
dough.
Yeah, dough, they write annoyed grunt most of the time. And then
you know
pecan
what my hint would be?
What?
Animal you go hunting for during hunting season with not fangs, but things on their head. Antlers.
Yeah.
And what are you doing at the end of a sex marathon?
Yeah, a sex marathon. So that's dough and a nut, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. So what are they and what do you know about them?
Donuts.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. Because in Norway, we have donuts. Mm. But they are only, the only version of donuts that I believe that I've seen in Norway are the circle ones with a hole in the middle. You know,
yeah,
kind of a, like a shape that you could thread over your penis or finger if you'd like to.
Mm.
But I come to understand that donuts doesn't need a hole in the middle.
Yeah, they don't.
And they're made out of sweet things.
Yeah, they can be sweet. We have them in Norway. We call them, what do we call them? We call them smultringer, right?
Is that the same thing, though?
It's kind of the same thing.
Isn't
hey,
just the shape is the same?
Should we move on to the first segment, which is called Wikipedia?
Please do.
That's where Peter, that's me, reads from a website. That's Wikipedia.
You don't have to be lazy about it just because we're not in the same studio.
But there's a way I do it, but I always forget how. But so here we go. Wikipedia says as follows. A donut or donut, the first one is D-O-U-G-H, and the next one is D-O-N-U-T.
That gives it away.
Mm. Dough nut.
Well, at
right?
least the dough part.
Mm. The latter spelling, often seen in American English, is a type of fried dough confection or dessert food. The donut is popular in many countries and is prepared in various forms as a sweet snack that can be homemade or purchased in bakeries, supermarkets, food stalls, and franchised specialty vendors. It also says here, donuts are usually deep-fried from a flour dough and typically either ring-shaped or a number of shapes without a hole and often filled, but can also be ball-shaped, known as donut holes. Other types of batter can also be used, and various toppings and flavorings are used for different types, such as sugar, chocolate, or maple glazing. Donuts may also include water, leavening, eggs, milk, sugar, oil, shortening, and natural or artificial flavors.
But why the name nut?
Yeah, that's a good question. Donut. 'Cause
I don't get it. And this might be, you know, advanced English or something. Mm. Nut. That is a circular shape. Something, but I don't get it.
You have a screw, and then don't you have a nut with a screw, and it's like a nut, isn't that a thing?
What, a nut with a screw?
If you have a screw and then you have like nuts, or am I making that up?
I know that if I screw, I nut in the end.
This is true. Donut. Yeah, so that's might it be from you want a Hertz donut, right?
Well, yeah, but I don't know what that is because I'm not used to advanced English.
And then you say, yeah, I want a Hertz donut, and you hit him, and you say, Hertz donut.
Yes.
That's a good prank.
But I'm rubber and you're glue.
Mm,
it bounces off me and sticks to you.
Yeah, there you go. So I'll hit myself in the face.
Yeah.
It goes boing, and then I knock myself out.
Boing is a nice word.
Mm,
is it a word?
Yeah, it's a very nice word. Boing is a nice word. Look up in the dictionary, go to B and then O and then boing. There you go.
Boing.
I got some donut facts for you here.
Yeah.
Donut facts, it says here. So donut is actually proper, the D-O-U-G-H, but donut is acceptable without the G and shit. If you look in older dictionaries, you'll only find D-O-U-G-H. However, the Merriam-Webster dictionary now lists D-O-N-U-T as a variation on donut.
So the confusion with donuts in people's minds are with the name and not with the actual the thing.
No one's asking about nuts here. They're all just asking about the spelling.
Yeah, they're not asking about the food.
No.
The consumable. They're asking about the name because that's the confusing part.
That's the main confusing part, because once you have one in your hand, there ain't nothing confusing about that, pal.
But you should call it dough ring.
Dough ring. Yeah, dough ring's a better... Hey, Americans, change the name.
Yeah, change the name. Mm. And in Norway, it wouldn't work, because dough is toilet and the ring on the toilet. So
yeah.
I don't think it would work.
Dough ring wouldn't work in Norwegian.
No,
for a smooth ring.
Yeah.
But yeah, so change the name. Do the donut first, and then change it to the dough ring, and then do the Redskins after. But prioritize the donuts first. I got another fact here.
You cut me off before I was able to
I
rant.
could sense a Redskins rant coming.
Yeah, I was going to do a Redskins rant, but now I don't wanna.
Here's another donut fact. It says National Donut Day was officially established in 1938.
You know, Americans and all their official days, because I don't think they're official. I don't think there was any government plan to or what do you call it? Consensus that this day should be
Yeah.
dedicated to donuts.
It
I
didn't
think
go through the
it's
Senate.
no, you know when people make like Twitter handles and they say this is me official, like
Yeah.
Sam and Peter official.
Yeah,
It's not official.
the
It's
real
still
Peter.
private. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's still private. It's not official. So fuck you.
That's yeah. So that was established by the Salvation Army in Chicago.
You know, and they—if you're going to talk about the people who rant and do stupid shit—the Salvation Army—they don't like gay people.
No. Yeah. And it's an army? You don't want to be salvated by an army.
Yeah, by an army of anti-gays.
Yeah.
Listen to that. That sounds kind of fascist, don't it?
Yeah. Donut. Yeah. There you
Donut.
go.
Nice,
So
nice.
they did it to raise much needed funds during the Great Depression.
Yeah. Do you think? If there comes another Great Depression, they will say the Great A Depression and the Great B Depression.
The Great Depression, the Greater Depression 2.0, I think is what we're gonna call it.
Yeah, 2.0.
But hey, the Great Depression was sounds like my early 20s.
Oh,
Am I
that's
right?
like a, you know what I hate? I don't know if I said it on the podcast, but you know why I hate people who are younger than 25?
Why?
Because I believe that they believe they invented coffee
Oh
and
yeah,
depression.
we've
Yeah,
talked about this.
that's my bit, but it's true.
Yeah, this is very true. For
And they also think it's cool.
anyone who wants to hear more about how Sebastian hates young people because they think they invented being depressed and drinking coffee and smoking, listen to all our previous episodes and you'll find it somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Hey, the largest donut ever made was an American-style jelly donut weighing 1.7 tons.
What's a jelly donut? Is
It's a
that
that's
like a ein Berliner?
Ich bin ein Hamburger Bulle, right? Yeah. We call it a Berliner bun, right?
Yeah. Is it the same?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the same, except they don't do the they do powdered sugar, I think, instead of we do like caster sugar is what you call it. It was 16 feet in diameter and 16 inches high on the center. Hey, sounds like something else I know.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Something you know by proxy.
Oh, I know, but I've just seen the outline of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You seen a shape flinging, flunging around,
Yeah.
schlunging in the backwoods?
Yeah, fligging, flunging, schlunging in the backwoods. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking about schmeat for everyone who isn't,
Yeah,
we're talking
Schmeet.
about packing schmeat. Hey, per
Yeah.
capita, Canada has more donut shops than any other country. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's you know, that sucks for you, America. You're number two, or
Yeah.
at least not number one.
But, Canada doesn't have a lot of capita, though.
Right, they don't have a lot of capita.
America is number one when it comes to capita.
Yeah.
So
Per
if you,
capita, America has the most capita.
yeah, they got the most capita per capita.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a grade A bit right there.
Does that mean that they have a lot of sex? Because they make a lot of capita per capita?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. That's what it means.
Yeah.
Whatever country fucks the most, they have the most capita per capita.
Or at least the people who fucks the most without prevention.
Yeah. Without the prophylactics.
Yeah, okay, so prevention is
Right.
a cool name. Yeah, I'm
Prevention,
gonna
yeah.
fuck you without prevention.
Prevention. No one will prevent me from fucking you. Sounds
Right.
more like a threat.
More like a promise.
The US donut industry is worth $3.6 billion.
How cool is it to say that, hey, I'm in the industry, and people are like, oh, maybe the music business, show business, or something, but you're in the donut
Yeah,
industry.
I'm in the do I make donuts.
I wish I was like a 6 foot 10, or I can't, don't know how feet work,
Yeah.
but a tall guy, like with a ripped six pack, abs, and you find, you know, a big muscular guy, shredded, and I work in the donut industry
Yeah, that'd be
because
cool.
people's mind would be blown,
You're
right?
a donut exec.
Yeah, because I'm a CEO, man. I don't eat donuts.
I'm a CEO with Big Donut.
Yeah,
Right?
right. Hey, go nuts.
Adolf
Go
Levitt
nuts.
invented the first donut machine in 1920.
You see, people named Adolf can do lots of things.
Yeah, well, at least before this is 1920. He could do anything.
Yeah, he could do anything.
Yeah.
No stigma.
Yeah, no stigma. Now he can't do much. Well, he's probably
No.
dead now. Hey, the
Yeah.
Guinness World Record for donut eating is held by John Haight, who consumed 29 donuts in just over 6 minutes. That doesn't sound like that many.
How many donuts in 6 minutes?
29.
I think that's pretty much because, yeah, if you think about American donuts, I think our Norwegian donuts are small.
Yeah, but think about his American mouth. It's probably a lot bigger.
Yeah, they're kind of big-mouthed over in the States.
They got big mouths. But
Yeah.
hey, if we ever go to America, Sebastian, we got to do a food eating contest, right?
Yeah, I think we have to. But then we should do it the last day.
Yeah, the last, yeah, before we leave.
Yeah,
Because if you want
I
to
don't
end
want
up
to
in a
start.
hospital, you want to
Yeah.
do it in Norway.
You don't want to be there for the hospital treatment now.
This is true. Hey, I got some key donut dates here as well.
Sorry, do you think it would be a cool like reality show, The American Hospital Experience? You send some foreigners and break their legs when they enter the States, and then they have to go to a hospital
Yeah,
without insurance.
see what happens. Yeah, it'd
Yeah.
be a very gripping reality show when they
Yeah, you could
finally.
probably go on for seasons when you're on welfare or you don't have a green card, so you're on the streets, you join a gang,
And they
maybe
get
you
some
get raped.
opioids from the doctor, and then they can't get anymore, so they gotta turn to meth, right?
Right. I would watch that show.
Yeah, me too.
I would produce that show. You would star in it.
You would star in it, though.
Yeah, I would.
We would both start. Hey, this is the pitch to Netflix. We do a show where we travel to America. We voluntarily break both our legs. We both break both our legs on entry, like
Yeah.
on Ellis Island, because we're
Yeah.
getting there by boat.
Right.
We're going through Ellis Island, break both our legs on both of us, and then we're gonna see how we manage to live in America.
The crack doesn't scare me as much as breaking my legs.
I think there
And
would be a
breaking your
crack. I
legs
think there'd
wouldn't
be
be
a
a
crack there
problem.
too, pal.
Hey, the
Hey.
bottomless crack.
Yeah, we would have to break each other's legs.
Well, the windowless crack. I'm sorry. I don't even know my own literal references.
Literal.
Literal.
Yeah, literary.
Literary. There
Hey,
we go.
here's some donut dates. January 12th is National Glazed Donut Day.
National.
Yeah, what is.
Can I just claim something to be a national
I
day?
think you could. Give me one
Okay.
now. What's on.
I'm on 10th of March, the death of Osama, no, the birth of Osama bin Laden, and me, incidentally, should be Osama Sam Day.
Osama Sam.
Yeah.
Osama Sam.
Yeah, that could
That's
be the song.
to the tune of O Canada.
10th of
Yeah,
March, yeah, 10th of
that's
March,
Osama
Osama
Sam
Sam
Day.
Day.
There you go. National Osama Sam Day.
Yeah.
There you go. The first Friday in June and November are National Donut Day. They got two fucking National Donut Days?
You see, they're probably conflicting companies during both their donut day.
But hey, June 8th is National Jelly-Filled Donut Day.
And probably a third is like religion over there.
September 14th is National Cream-Filled Donut Day.
Oh, cream pie day, basically.
There's just people wanting to eat donuts trying to make up days to do it.
Yeah.
Hey, I found an article here that I'm excited to tell you about. This is from First We Feast, right?
Right.
It's called The 20 Most Outrageous Donut Flavors.
Okay.
I'm just gonna name a couple of these.
I'll see if I'll be outraged.
We got the foie gras.
I don't know what that means, man.
Food Network star Justin Warner. Let's see here. Blah blah blah. It's essentially a jam-filled donut with foie gras.
I don't know what foie gras is. You
Foie
didn't
gras.
explain it.
It's like goose liver, isn't it?
Okay, I'm outraged. Fuck it.
How about the Old Dirty Bastard? It's a raised yeast donut slathered with chocolate frosting, sprinkled with crusted Oreos, and drizzled with peanut butter.
Yeah, I'm not outraged by that. It
What
sounds very
about
American.
this? Is something you would get, the Boss Hog.
That's
It's
my
a
name.
donut. The Boss Hog donut is piled high with pulled pork and potato salad and drizzled with honey barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I get that as well.
That's pretty good. What about the
Because
grilled
they're not.
cheese donut?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, it's decent. There's some other one here. We got the pineapple basil. It's a yeast donut
Now
filled with basil cream.
you're starting to lose me again because this sounds very like, oh, we're trying to be European, like the guys in Reviewing America, but we don't really know how to do it, so we just slab a lot of weird shit on top of our donuts.
That's true. I got one more here. This is the Dead Elvis. It's a cream-filled Dead Elvis. It's a donut that has bananas, bacon, peanut butter, and jelly.
Ah, you lost me at bananas.
Yeah. You had me at hello, you lost me at bananas.
You had me at dead Elvis.
Yeah. He's not dead though, is he?
No, long live the king, man.
He's living on an island with Tupac and
Oh.
Hitler.
Yeah, and that would be a sitcom that I would watch.
And they get along, and not because Hitler has changed his mind. Everyone else has.
Yeah.
He's very charismatic.
Yeah.
Hey, we don't like Hitler, but you gotta admit, the guy was charismatic.
Yeah,
He
good
must have
points for
been,
that.
right? He must have
Yeah,
been.
history has shown us that he's a very charismatic dude.
Yeah. Horrible man, though.
Yeah,
Not a
but
fan.
if JFK likes him, I'll approve him too.
Okay.
I'm no better than JFK.
That's
Anyone who claims they're better than JFK, raise your hands and condemn Hitler.
I think I'm better than JFK because I didn't commit suicide in my car in front of a whole
Nice,
nation.
nice, nice.
Okay, hey, we got True Crime Time. This is a new segment called True Crime Time.
Oh.
This is the time for true crime. Hey, the nation is gripped by true crime, and by the nation, I mean the world and everyone who listens to goddamn podcasts. Ever since
Yeah.
Serial hit the scene with that woman and other
I don't know.
shows.
I'm not as gripping by true crime.
On
I
the
like
night,
fictional crime.
okay, let me get into this here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
On the night of April 12th, 2015, Budresh Kumar Chetanbhai Patel and his wife Palak were working a night shift at Dunkin' Donuts in Hanover, Maryland. The store was owned by a relative of Patel, whom the couple were visiting. Surveillance footage showed Patel and Palak walking together in the kitchen at around 9:30 p.m. before disappearing out of view behind some racks. Moments later, Patel re-emerged without his wife, turned off an oven, and left the store. The body of 21-year-old Palak Patel was found later that night. She had been beaten to death and stabbed multiple times with a large kitchen knife. Investigators believe the couple had an argument, with Palak wanting to return to India and Patel wishing to remain in the U.S. instead. Patel disappeared and has still not been arrested. He was added to the FBI 10 Most Wanted Fugitives list on April 18th, 2017. Patel was the 514th fugitive to be placed on the FBI's 10 Most Wanted Fugitives list. He was last seen at Pennsylvania Station near his hotel in Newark, New Jersey. The reward for his capture is set at $100,000.
So he wanted to leave for India.
He wanted to stay.
He wanted to stay. Okay, so
I
he
think.
wanted to stay. He killed his girl, and now he can't stay.
Yeah, I think so. Palak wanting to return to India. Yeah, she wanted to return to India.
Okay, but why, this is something I never understood with like murdering.
Yeah.
If you're a jealous boyfriend, for example,
Yeah.
would you rather kill the girl than to let her be with another dude?
Yeah, what
Why not
that's.
just kill the dude?
But see, this is the
Because
thing.
if you kill the dude, you still have a shot of banging the chick afterwards.
That's the
But if
thing.
you kill the girl, you'd only have the dude to bang.
But because here, right, Patel, his wife wanted to go back to India, and he's like,
Yeah.
"Oh, I'll kill you instead, and you can't go anywhere because I want to stay. Why not just go, okay, fuck you then, stay in America. No, you go to India, I'll stay in America."
Yeah, probably, but now that he's killed her, he has to go to India,
He
probably.
probably has gone to India, I would guess.
Yeah. So, and also, dude, you're in a donut shop. Don't just stuff the body somewhere. Just make a donut out of her. Because nobody would find her in the donut.
Yeah, it would just be one big donut.
Yeah, or a couple of small ones. Depends on the size of the woman, of course. I'd probably, do like a finger donut, but it ha needs time, of course. But nobody, I don't know. If I was with my girlfriend and we went to our job in a donut store, nobody would wonder where we are for a couple of days, I think.
But I
So
think he
I
was
could
pretty.
probably make a donut out of her before anyone caught me.
But keep in mind, the store would open the next day and whoever works there then will come. So that's why I think, hey, if the goal is to get away with a crime, I think he did the right thing because this motherfucker has been gone for 5 years and he still hasn't been caught.
Yeah, but you don't want to be. Yeah, okay, I get that, but I just want to part a body in pieces.
Yeah, you went from saying, "Here's what I don't understand about murder," to, "I just want to cut a body up in pieces."
Yeah, but I don't see why you would murder someone not for the thrill of it, right?
Yeah. Well, I say yeah, but I'm not sure I'm with you on that one. Hey, we got another segment here. This is an article I also found. This is by Jamie Kravitz. This is called Eight Celebrities Who Love Donuts.
Is that Lenny Kravitz's relative?
Yeah, it's his little brother.
Is Lenny Kravitz Jewish and black?
Lenny Kravitz. Yeah, he
Because the
might be.
name sounds kind of Jewish, doesn't it?
Kravitz. Yeah. He packed some
Yeah.
schmeat. Did he pop a schmeat
Yeah.
out?
Yeah, actually, you showed me him
Yeah, I
packing
think I did.
schmeat
Yeah.
because you're really interested in schmeat.
Hey, schmeat is pretty fun. Hey, but you gotta admit that video is funny as shit when his schmeat
Yeah,
pops
it
out. He's
is.
on stage.
Yeah.
He didn't wear any. He was going commando, as they say.
Yeah, why wouldn't
Right?
you?
Yeah. When you got schmeat, that just
Yeah.
can't be beat. All
Let it
right, hey.
fly.
The article is called Eight Celebrities Who Love Donuts. All right.
Okay.
This is good journalism here.
Yeah.
This says, and it says here, while you're snacking, this says Happy National Donut Day. While you're snacking on your donut of choice, please enjoy this list of eight celebs who love donuts, in parentheses, almost as much as you do. All right.
I want to kill someone right now.
Number one, Taylor Swift. And it says here, turns out this quote unquote Starbucks lover is a fan of donuts as well.
But how do you know that she loves them?
Here's the
She
next
might
one.
just enjoy them.
Here's the next one. Aubrey Plaza, you know, from Parks and Rec and stuff.
Yeah, I know who she is.
This funny lady has a soft spot for donuts.
You just you fuck you.
I thought there
You know,
were.
this is journalism in 2020.
Yeah.
This is why America goes to hell.
And you know, I thought there were going to be pictures of them with donuts or something.
Yeah.
But there's nothing. It's just the
Or
text.
maybe
Okay.
like an account of them meeting
Yeah.
someone. You know,
A
Aubrey
quote.
Plaza. Yeah. Oh, I love donuts, Aubrey Plaza.
Hey, here's a quote. No, here's not a quote. Here's number three. Zac Efron. It says here, does Zac Efron love donuts? Question mark. We'd bet on it.
We bet on it.
So they're just guessing. Hey,
Oh
here's
my
another one.
God. But everyone loves donuts.
Here's number four. Beyoncé, crazy in love with donuts.
I like that one.
Okay.
I'll let that slide.
Here's another one. Ariana, number five. Ariana Grande and Jeanette McCurdy. I'm not sure who the fuck that
Who's
is.
that's not a celeb in my eyes.
Jeanette McCurdy. It says here, if we had a donut, we'd have one less problem too. I'm assuming that's a song
What?
reference.
Yeah, it might be.
Hey, how about number six? Giselle Bündchen. Even angels have to indulge sometimes.
She might be a Victoria's Secret girl or something, don't you think?
Here's another one. Yeah, that's probably what she. Hey, that's good. That's a good catch. Hey, number seven, President Barack Obama. America runs on Dunkin'. I think he said that.
Yeah, that's that. You know, Dunkin' Donuts. I've heard about that franchise.
Dunkin' Donuts. Hey, the last one, number eight, Mindy Kaling. And the text on her says, "Don't we all?"
Well, okay.
Yeah, pretty good.
Well, at least something.
It was something. Hey, something was red.
Yeah, something was written, something was read, clicks were happening, and somebody was paid.
So, Sebastian, we've done all the
This is
segments.
essentially your job, isn't it?
What, writing this type of shit?
Yeah, you do that. You went to school for that shit.
No, not to. I went to school for like write poems and books and shit.
Do you though?
No, I don't. I'm working on a book currently, y'all.
Don't you write like listicles?
I don't write. Well, hey, I do kind of write listicles, actually. Yeah, I do write
Yeah.
listicles sometimes. That's a decent gig, but I don't write sensationalist listicles. I write like actual useful listicles.
That's what they all say.
Yeah, but I mean, this has no meat in the fucking bone. This goddamn article. There's literally, it's legit 100 words. Like it's
Yeah.
nothing. Hey, I got some questions here. What's your favorite donut, Sebastian? That's a question here.
Well, I'm a simple guy, blue collar working man.
Yeah, not at all.
So I go to McDonald's sometimes and I buy them the cinnamon donut.
Oh, that's a classic. That's a good
Also,
one.
a friend of mine, he used to because when we went to junior high or the ungdomsskolen as we call it
Yeah.
in Norway,
Yeah, middle school.
in middle school, yeah. We weren't allowed to go to the store and buy stuff. We had to buy lunch at school. So my friend, on his way to school, he always brought along a couple of donuts and stashed them in his locker. And then he
Yeah.
sold them for like double the price of the
Ooh.
store. And he made a lot of money on me.
Yeah. Because you didn't figure out the pattern by day two. But hey,
Yeah,
I should.
it doesn't matter, man. I'm there. I could rather have I would rather have
But
a couple of donuts than a piece of bread with
why
some
didn't you
slices of
start
meat.
going to the store in the morning yourself, is what I'm saying.
Because it's not on my way to the
I wasn't on
school.
your way to
Because
school.
I'm,
Okay.
but afterwards, because I'm such a goody two shoes, me and my friend, we were the only two students allowed to go to the store.
Oh, nice.
And we got a lot of hate for it, but at least I got my donuts.
Hey, goody two shoes. Is that like the only kid with two shoes and the rest of them have one shoe?
Yeah, it's the term from the Great Depression when nobody had shoes except the
Yeah.
rich kids.
Little goody two shoes over there.
Yeah, look at that guy with his education and
Yeah,
shoes.
and two shoes. Hey, donuts, Sebastian, do they make you go nuts?
No, no.
No, okay.
I have no funny reply to that.
Hey, what
Yeah.
about The Simpsons and donuts? That's a thing.
Yeah, and actually, I think that that's kind of like food porn in my eyes, watching Homer drool over
Hey,
donuts.
I will say one thing. Donuts have never looked better than in cartoons, right?
True,
A
but
cartoon donut looks tasty, like a strawberry glazed donut in a cartoon.
I remember when they started in Norway to in their the grocery stores when they finally got the donuts with the white glazing and the sprinkle stuff.
Yeah.
It was kind of an American experience, and
Yeah.
we got this donut store in Norway now called Ugly Baby, I believe,
Yeah.
and
Hey,
they make
okay,
fucking great
wait a
donuts.
fucking minute. You know what? Fuck store names like that. When it's like, hey, we're gonna sell this fucking thing, but we need to give it a stupid name. There was a fucking club in Sydney called Chinese Laundry, and
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
because that's fucking cute. Nope, no, just call it club or something.
True. The thing I think that the worst one is the pun of the name Ice Crime in Oslo.
Ice
Ice
Crime.
cream, ice crime.
And they
It's
stab everyone who
terrible.
walks in the door, or what's the thing?
Well, the thing is that's the problem with Ugly Baby too, I guess, is that they don't follow up on the
Yeah,
name.
that's the thing. If you're gonna do it, follow through. Have an ugly baby in there at all times.
Yeah, and if you're like a Chinese laundry place, make everybody rude and
Yeah,
charge
and
a
make
small amount.
yeah, and make them do laundry.
Well, I
Right?
don't need it. I just need a couple of Chinese people to yell at me when I'm getting my drinks.
Yeah. Or make it like a speakeasy where it's a Chinese laundry shop, but then you got to go through the laundromat to find the club in the back, right?
Yeah, or just have a couple of shrooms, get inside the laundromat and take a spin.
Yeah. And they, yeah, hop in there and spin around.
Yeah, and then you can go to the other club, the vomitory, and just pour your lungs
The
out.
vomitorium, isn't that the thing with the Colosseum that wasn't about thing because it was
Well,
about other stuff?
it's just a hoax. It
Yeah.
didn't exist, but it
Well, yeah.
sounds cool though.
It did exist, but it was just to get people out, right?
Yeah,
That's the
probably.
thing.
It
Yeah.
was not for people to puke in,
Yeah,
at least.
exactly. There we go. Both of us remembering half of a thing from QI.
Yeah.
That's great, pals. Hey, do we have donuts here? We have filled donuts. What do you prefer? Regular donut, filled donut, or donut hole?
I want a donut hole, but if with a donut around it, of course.
Yeah.
We actually have
Wait.
a song about that in Norway.
Wait, what do you mean? You want a donut hole with the whole donut around it?
En smultring et hull med smult omkring, and I want to smult. It translate that for the good people, Peter.
Yeah, a donut is a dough with the nut in the middle, but I want the dough.
Yeah, probably
Yeah,
that's the thing.
something like
But I would like a donut, the circular one with the hole.
that.
But if I was going to have something filled, I would like a Berliner.
Oh, Berliner. Yeah, that's a jelly-filled donut. Or do you prefer the jelly or the cream?
Oh, I hate the cream.
Oh, I love the cream.
Yeah, but you're kind of a metrosexual guy.
Why do I have to be metrosexual just because I like cream? Just because I enjoy some cream in my mouth, why does that make me metrosexual?
Well, I'm not a doctor.
If it's warm and salty, it's better. That's a,
Yeah.
yeah.
What's the difference between cum and mayonnaise?
I'm not sure.
Mayonnaise does not hit you in the face in with the I don't I can't do it in English. It's not
Wait,
funny.
okay.
Wait, at a
Let
certain speed, it's a certain speed.
me do it. What's the difference between cum and mayonnaise?
I don't know, Peter.
I don't put mayonnaise on my sandwiches.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's pretty good.
Thank
Hey,
you.
final thoughts. You're welcome. Final
That's
thoughts and
not that
ratings.
joke, alley-oop.
Yeah, that's a ayo.
Hey-o.
Final thoughts and ratings on donuts, Sebastian. How do you feel about them? We rate out of the American flag. First, we rate out of the stripes. We tell them how American we think it is out of 13 stripes, and then we rate it out of the stars how well we like it. That's the complicated system that has been bestowed onto us by some listener.
I need to give it 13 stripes out of how American it is, because it's really American. And I also have to give it like 50 stars because it tastes fucking great.
Yeah, I agree. We're full flagging it.
Full flagging it, yeah.
They're delicious. There's no controversy here. That's another thing. There's nothing wrong with them other than they're all unhealthy as shit.
Now I'm sad that I'm sick at home, because if we had a Yum or Dumb segment, we could have donuts.
We'll have to do it on the first time we see each other again when we do a thing.
Yeah, or we could just meet each other outside the podcast, because we could just have some donuts, man.
That's a thing we could say, is that since starting to record a podcast, I think Sebastian and I have never hung out since then. It was just hanging out.
Yeah, because it's like going to work now. Every time I see you, I'm like, fuck.
I gotta think of hilarious jokes about cum and mayonnaise.
Yeah, I just wanna eat donuts with my friend. Whatever happened to us, man?
Yeah, what happened? This is what happens to many podcasters, right?
I
think this is true. We could absolutely just go and get a donut
We went from pleasure to business, man. Yeah. And it's hard to turn back.
Yeah, we gotta figure out a good middle ground here.
Yeah.
It's got to be
maybe do the podcast naked in the future.
Yeah, I think that's the fix here. I'll do the podcast naked. How would Americans rate it? Full flag it, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
We didn't even talk about that cops eat donuts. That's a funny thing, right?
Yeah, because cops are fat.
Yeah, they're fat. And look here, piggy. Want a donut? Yeah.
No, but don't call them pigs, man. They're blue-collar people just like me.
Oink, oink, piggy. Oi, lads. No.
Speak nicely about the cops, please.
So Americans would full flag it.
Yeah.
Except Americans for those cop it. Bastards that need to be defunded. All right, let's move on to the next. Yum or Dumb is on hiatus, Sebastian.
Yeah, too bad, man.
That's too bad. So that kind of sucks. But I do have an update here. We got some housekeeping to do. I got an update about the show.
All right.
For all you interested in the inside of this podcast, how it runs. We've been charting in Gambia.
Fuck yeah.
We were number one on Apple Podcast Comedy Charts in Gambia.
That's a first.
For a minute. So shout out to all our Gambian listeners.
Yeah.
Send us a message, please. Yeah, go Gambia. Tell us something about Gambia that we don't know, which could be anything.
Yeah, probably. What's your capital?
Where is it? Stuff like that. Yeah. So tell us stuff about Gambia. We're uneducated. So
do it in English, please, because we don't know Gambian.
Do it in English, but also teach us something in Gambian. How about that? Yeah. And then we have another segment here in lieu of Yum or Dumb. We have listener feedback.
Oh.
So we got a review of the show.
All right.
So I'm going to read that right now. That's on Apple Podcasts. So anyone who... wants to review the show, please do so. It helps us get more listeners and gives us more time to do this show and shit. And
And we'll read it out loud.
And we'll read it out loud like we're just about to do. This one is titled Tasty. It says, great show, good subjects, and funny banter. It says, P.S. Peter, you are the supreme and unchallenged cucklord of Cuckness Valley.
Yes.
Sam, you are the true specimen of all manly and masculine principles, sprinkled with a generous dose of degeneracy and hedonism.
Could I get this in writing so I can put it on my wall?
You can get it on a t-shirt. It says, the two essential ingredients for an engaging and loving podcast. Best regards, LOT, it says. And it says, Vestos and kiddo. I think I went to Barnehage, with the daycare with this guy.
This is a Norwegian guy.
It's a Norwegian guy. I went to kindergarten with him, I think.
Oh, yeah. Is it LOT? Yeah, I think I figured out the name now.
I can say his name is Lars, I think.
Lars.
If I'm correct. Yeah. Lars. He's a listener to the show.
Don't dox him.
Yeah, let's dox him. Lars, he lives in Nordfjordeid, somewhere in Norway. So there you go. All our listeners go and hound him on the street.
Yeah, go hound him.
Hey, we got another one here. We got a question from a listener on Instagram. This is from Terminator on Instagram. He says, hey, guys, I made a riddle. Want to hear? Great.
Sure.
And here's the riddle. Sebastian, let's see if you can solve it. Yeah. A boy was rushed to the emergency room. The ER doctor saw the boy and said, I cannot operate on this boy. He is my son. But the doctor... But the doctor was not the boy's father. And the boy was not a boy. It was a pizza ristorante mozzarella. How could that be?
It was Dr. Oetker.
Yeah, that's right.
I read it. I actually
Yeah,
read the
okay, you did
question.
read it. Yeah.
But I think I would have figured it out
The man
anyway
was
because
Dr. Oetker,
I
yeah.
love that. I love that. I love that brand
That's a good
of
riddle.
people.
But I think you should have flipped it that Dr. Oetker is a woman.
Yeah, and it's not Dr. Oetker, it's Dr. Greve.
Yeah. This is Dr. No, but Dr. Greve is a man. That's the other flip.
Dr. Greve is the brand of vaginal soap.
Yeah. Or just intimate soap is what they call it these
Yeah,
days.
that's
You
what
can use
gays
it on your
call
penis. You can use it on my penis. All right.
it.
That's all we got for this week. We're going to let Sebastian go back to resting and coughing up a lung and other good shit like that. Do you have anything else you want to
Yeah.
tell the people?
Well, stay humble, guys.
Keep on rocking in the free world.
Yeah, keep on rocking in the free world.
Do do
And are we going to do an election special, Peter?
Well, do you know what? This one comes out the week of the election. So should we call it? Should we call the election right now? Because this could go
Yeah,
both ways, I think.
Trump will win. I'll say
I
that.
think so as well. I
Yeah,
got little hopes. I think Trump would win.
and are we happy about that?
No, I'm not happy about that.
Well, I don't care. Everybody sucks.
I'm not super happy about the other guy, but the other guy is objectively at least a little better than
But
Trump.
now at least we know what Trump is.
Yeah, that's at least the nice thing is that we're not going to be surprised because in
Right.
2016 it was like, holy shit, what is this going to
Yeah, what
be?
is go yeah,
He's going to
you know.
fire everyone, right? He's going to
Yeah, and
make.
America objectively sucks more now with Trump. But at least it won't. It maybe it'll just sustain the sucking.
Yeah, keep sucking the same amount.
Yeah.
Because the country hasn't died yet, or except for
No.
200,000 of them in the
Yeah,
pandemic. But
that's their own
hey,
fault, I
that's a drop
guess.
in the water.
That's not Trump's fault.
I well, yeah.
Well, dude. Well. Yeah, I mean, America, you deserve it. Not
Yeah,
in, yeah, you
you
chose the
elected
guy.
him.
You
So
elected the guy,
given
yeah.
that the response is slow, obviously because you got that guy. But hey, so let's see what happens. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a the hey, how about this? I'll promise that the election results will influence the following episode, what the in some sort of way.
Sounds
Okay?
good, but let's keep it not too political
Yeah.
because we
No.
are journalists. We are
We're
free. We're the
absolutely
free press.
we're impartial. We're
Yeah.
completely they're complete objectivity here.
Yeah, but
But
we are all on both sides of the political spectrum here, Peter.
yeah.
So, or the both sides of the center, I guess.
Yeah, one
So
Antifa
it's
and one
good.
Proud Boy is what you got here.
Yeah, that's what you
And you'll
got.
be surprised to learn who is who. So it's
Definitely.
not who you think. Hey, before we end the show, we got time for a quick exit wrap. So
I'm
hopefully
just gonna say
Sebastian.
something, but first, this is what America needs to learn about us. We are. Look at us in conversation, the Antifa man and the Proud Boy. We don't hang out as much, but at least
No.
we talk.
Yeah, we used to eat donuts, but then
Yeah.
a podcast solved that problem.
Yeah, and we might be nude. So,
Yeah, you don't
for
know.
all you know, we're nude right now.
Yeah, for all you know, every single episode has been nude. Yeah.
Yeah.
So before we end the show, we got time for a quick exit wrap. This is where Sebastian raps a little bit to help us exit the show, preferably about
Yeah.
donuts and not about nude Proud Boys.
Right. America, America, you have an election. If I see a donut, I get an erection. Erection? That might be perfection, but donuts are for going nuts. Nuts in your face, nuts in your ass, and in your safe space, because I'm a proud boy who likes donuts.
Okay.
And Peter is an Antifa guy who goes nuts on dudes. What? Dudes are nudes in his face. Nude dicks in his face.
Nice. That was a
Yeah.
hey, the first couple of bars they were pretty good.
Thank you, but then I
Perfection, right?
just started thinking about dudes,
Yeah, they said nuts about
nude
75 times.
dudes, yeah,
Yeah. So thank you for listening. Make sure to
the
subscribe.
donuts.
Make sure to subscribe to the show. We'll be posting a new episode every goddamn week. That's how the cookie crumbles. So that's how the time to make the donuts and all that shit, right?
Yeah, donuts.
That's pretty good. So yeah, make sure to follow us on Instagram as well at Reviewing American. Comment if you have any questions for us, or send us any messages if you've got something you want to say. Hey, we got a critique, by the way, this week.
Yeah.
We had a listener. He sent me a message. I'm gonna find it right now since it's kind of relevant. He said his name is Dan. He said some advice if you want followers and people to enjoy your content, don't unfollow them. You used to follow me, and now you don't. You only follow 10 people. So start following your followers, and you will get more followers. Have a good day, and keep reviewing America.
Well, if you go around checking who's following you at all times, you're gonna get paranoid, dude. So seek help.
Yeah, I don't
And
know.
did you follow him? Did you follow him back?
No, I didn't. Of course I didn't.
Set a fucking example. Make a fucking example out of him.
Because I guess the beef I have with that is, what he's saying, if you want people to enjoy your content, don't unfollow them. Right. I don't need fucking Justin Bieber to follow me to enjoy him packing Schmidt and all his pictures.
No, right. And I'm not interested in making friends here. I'm a journalist.
Yeah, we're journalists. But he does say keep reviewing America, and we are doing that. I just told him I'm going to run it up the ladder. So this is me running it up the ladder, Dan. And the reviews are in. We're not going to follow you.
Right. Sorry, dude. Yeah. We ran it up the ladder.
The only people we follow are the ones that always comment on our stuff and that we see a lot of. So,
yeah.
Hey, and then we also got some well-wishers. Since we told people that you're sick, we got John M4 said, awful news. Here's to a speedy recovery on Satan's wings. To Sebastian. And we got Sailor Scout saying, get well soon, Mr. Cool, and 75 hearts.
Thank you, guys. It means a lot. I know I'm cool, and I love Satan. So thank you so much.
Yeah, there we go. He's cool. The man is cool, and he loves Satan. He knows what he likes. Who can fault him for that? So, hey, tell a friend about the show and make him check it out. We would really appreciate it, especially now in this time of need when Sebastian might have coronavirus.
I might die, dudes.
He might die. So, hey, get people to listen to this fast.
Yeah, because...
Imagine how sad it's going to be if you die and this podcast documents the last year of your life. Yeah, and it's...
But then at least I want like a spectacular season finale, like live from my funeral or something.
Mm. Yeah, we could do it. Yeah, we could do reviewing Sebastian. We talk about your life. Yeah.
All the mistakes. That'd be nice.
Where you went wrong. And we have all the listeners. Okay. We have all the listeners on to talk about what they enjoyed. Yeah, so tell a friend about the show. Sebastian might die, so do it. Until next week, this has been Reviewing America. I am Peter Yusla, and my co-host, as always, is Sebastian Asghari. Bye.
Bye.